it's an interesting strategic shift we've seen here towards the Pacific, as you noted there. Except I do need to start off straight off the bat by saying foreign aid yet again has been cut, and this time not as significant as the cut we saw in the first coalition budget in 2014, but this one has seen a cut of $141 million. Now, there might be some people from Treasury who argue this isn't so much as a cut as that there is funding that's been taken out from the Asian Investment Infrastructure Bank that's no longer being supplied. However, the long and the short of it is, if you look at the foreign aid budget now and where it will be over the forward estimates the next 4 years, it's going to be shortchanged $141 million. However, the Pacific is a big winner here, getting $1.3 billion, which is an actual record in the history of the Australian government in foreign aid funding for the region. And it does signal this shift to make sure that we can get more money in there as a government. And I don't think that's I wouldn't say it's too surprising, given we have seen some Chinese involvement from the government there in the same Indo-Pacific region. There are a few other little flags that point this out. One is the PNG Solomon Islands internet cables that are being installed there, with a payment in some part being provided from the foreign government, rather from the Australian government, which is a foreign government, I should say. And furthermore, we're also seeing money coming in to set up a high commission in Tuvalu as well as a consulate general in Kolkata in India. That looks to more of the trade stuff, which I'm sure we will get to later. One final remark on foreign aid. The UN has called for nations in the OECD to put in 0.7% of their GDP. So for every $100, 70 cents into foreign aid. The Australian government was at 0.22%. They're now a tiny bit lower at 0.21%.
Sounds like they have a long way to go if they want to meet up with the rest of the world's standards.
Well, definitely with the United Nations standards around what's expected of OECD countries. I think, as we've spoken so much already about how this is an election budget, there doesn't tend to be a lot of votes in foreign aid spending. So the government's probably taken a slightly calculated risk. Without a massive hit, it has taken a small reduction to foreign aid.
And now there is also going to be a shift in trade patterns off the back of the broad strategy change. What will that look like?
Yeah, so the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade has really outlined this already, that they want to move into the Pacific region and really be a leader here. And that's also now looking at the exports in particular, particularly in dairy and meat, and also a little bit in forestry. Now, what that's going to look like is, particularly with discussions around the TPP, which is in a somewhat tenuous position given the United States' exit, we will see now Australia looking to perhaps be a leader there in dairy exports, particularly into the East Asian markets as well as the Pacific markets.
And so we've discussed foreign affairs, but what about this new Home Affairs Department? What's going on there?
A lot is going on here, Shane, particularly in the rhetoric. Now, the rhetoric is stopping the boats and keeping them stopped. I'll read you another excerpt from the speech here as well, which is about hunting down criminals and keeping Australians safe from the threat of terrorism. Now, this featured in Scott Morrison's budget speech we heard earlier tonight, and that's where the main impact of this budget speech is looking at around national security. Not so much money. There is a bit of money being put in here, less than $1 billion of new money around some of the big changes, but it's all about rhetoric. And that, again, points to this idea the Australian government feels they are confident they can win an election for talking on issues of law and order, on being tough on crime, and as well as that, border security. Of course, we may think back to the 2013 federal election where there was one very memorable three-word slogan. It appeared again in this budget, and that was stop the boats, or at least in this instance, keeping the boats stopped.